for Monday, September 27th, it's The Early Word from the WNYC Newsroom. Hi, I'm Lance Lucky, and for Isaac Davey Aronson, with a look at this morning's top news stories, the day ahead, and reporting highlights from the WNYC News team. Coming up, Elsa Chang tells us that the trial of the first Guantanamo detainee transferred to the civilian court system is about to get underway in Lower Manhattan, but residents are seeing little in the way of security precautions. We'll start with the morning's top headlines just ahead.
The Early Word is a production of WNYC Radio. You can support this podcast by making a donation at WNYC.org, where you can also get the latest updates on this morning's headlines on the news page.
The Obama administration is working feverishly to keep the Mideast peace talks alive now that Israel's 10-month settlement construction slowdown has expired. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday about how to keep the talks moving ahead. Pakistan's Federal Minister for Defense Production has resigned after being summoned by the Prime Minister to explain comments he made criticizing the army and accusing it of killing prominent politicians. The official accused the army of killing several high-profile Pakistani figures, including former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Here in New York, polluted Newtown Creek is on the verge of becoming a Superfund cleanup site. According to media reports, the Environmental Protection Agency will bring the oil spill site between Brooklyn and Queens into its Superfund program in an announcement later today. Katie Schmid, director of the advocacy group Newtown Creek Alliance, says the dirty waterway won't change without federal action.
There is no real estate pressure. We don't see developers wanting to build condos along the banks of Newtown Creek. And so there's really very little possibility that the private sector is going to find it financially viable to remediate.
The EPA brought Brooklyn's polluted Gowanus Canal into its Superfund program in March. Andrew Cuomo has endorsed the man he'd like to see as his replacement in the attorney general's office. Cuomo, the Democratic candidate for governor, praised Eric Schneiderman as a partner in advancing what he called a new New York agenda.
And Eric and I are literally on the same page on that agenda, and getting the state's fiscal house in order, getting the budget under control, capping spending. And we're also on the same page when it comes to progressive politics.
Cuomo is leaving the AG's office after one term to run for governor. Schneiderman, who's currently a state senator from the Upper West Side, said he'll help Cuomo shake up Albany.
We cannot afford to go back to the sleepy, go-along, get-along ways that have characterized the state government for so long.
Schneiderman will face Republican Dan Donovan, the Staten Island district attorney, in the November election. Meanwhile, in Connecticut, Democratic Senate candidate Richard Blumenthal is getting a big-name boost in his battle against Republican Linda McMahon. Former President Clinton campaigned for Blumenthal at a New Haven rally Sunday. McMahon's campaign says Blumenthal tapped the former president because Blumenthal is worried about his campaign. Moving to New Jersey, in 2008, Democrats in the Garden State captured the third congressional district House seat after decades of Republican control. Now, as WNYC's Bob Henley reports, they're fighting to hold on to it.
The third district includes parts of Ocean, Burlington, and Camden counties. It's been a presidential preference ping-pong ball, going for Gore in 2000, Bush in 2004, and then Obama. Freshman Democrat John Adler voted against President Obama's landmark health care reform, and his hard-charging Republican opponent, former Philadelphia Eagles tackle John Runyon, has pledged to work for a complete repeal. On paper, Adler has a 3-to-1 cash advantage, with $1.9 million on hand to Runyon's $650,000. But various conservative groups are targeting Adler with negative ads, including the Iowa-based America's Future Fund. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.
Muslims marched down Madison Avenue Sunday to mark the 25th annual Muslim World Day Parade. WNYC's Arun Venugopal was there.
There are hundreds of thousands of Muslims who live in New York City, but the number of people who actually turn up to watch the Muslim World Day Parade isn't very high, maybe in the hundreds or about the same as the number of marchers. Some attendees say that's because the parade isn't particularly exciting, but others say the political climate keeps some Muslims at home. Rabina Niaz runs Turning Point for Women and Families, an organization that counsels domestic violence victims as well as teenage girls.
And one young girl who's 17, she said, "I'm not going to come." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because I'm scared that some non-Muslims will come and attack us." I said, they'll have to kill me before they touch you.
As it turns out, there were no protests, but opposition to Muslim institutions remains high. The Department of Justice released a report last week noting a nationwide spike in the resistance to mosques and Islamic centers. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.
Fall has begun, but the colors are anything but fall-like. Instead of yellow, red, and gold, the leaves on many city trees are brittle and brown. Morgan Monaco is with the Parks Department. She says record heat this summer fried the roots of trees in all five boroughs. The hardest hit were young trees.
It's most critical that they receive water in the first 2 years, maybe 3 years of life. So unfortunately, we saw this summer, because it was so hot, the trees certainly were suffering.
Monaco says not every tree with brown leaves is dead. She explains even trees that have lost all their leaves could still be living and recommends calling 311 if you believe a street tree in your area needs attention. Finally, Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong is briefly joining the cast of American Idiot, the Broadway musical he helped create based on his band's 2004 Grammy-winning album. The show's producers announced today that Armstrong will take over the role of persuasive drug dealer St. Jimmy for 8 performances from September 28th through October 3rd before leaving town to kick off Green Day's South American tour. Taking a look at today's calendar. At 8 o'clock this morning, President Obama sits down with NBC Today Show host Matt Lauer for a live one-on-one interview about the state of education in America. It's the start of 2 days of public hearings of the BP Deepwater Horizon Commission. Also happening in Washington today, what's being billed as the largest national protest to demand the end to mountaintop removal coal mining. Appalachia Rising is being led by those directly impacted by mountaintop removal. They're also calling for the protection of America's waterways from all forms of surface mining. Just some of the things happening this Monday. Jury selection is underway in the trial of the first Guantanamo detainee transferred to the civilian system, but residents around the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan say they haven't noticed any increase in security in their neighborhood. WNYC's Elsa Chang has more.
Ahmed Khalfan Gailani was allegedly a bodyguard for Osama bin Laden, a document forger for al-Qaeda, and a co-conspirator in the 1998 American embassy bombings in East Africa that left 224 people dead. But look around the federal courthouse and you'll see nothing like the 2,000 checkpoints proposed for the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other 9/11 defendants. In fact, you'll see no street closures and no extra police officers.
The NYPD is saying that he's not a great security risk. The Foley Courthouse has tried many terrorist suspects over the years.
That's Community Board 1 President Julie Menon. She says residents aren't reporting any concerns to her about this trial. But Gailani's trial is widely seen as a test for the Obama administration as part of its plan to prosecute Guantanamo detainees in civilian courtrooms. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.
And we'll wrap it up with the Gig Alert. Old Brad Oberhofer lent his last name to this Brooklyn via Tacoma indie rock outfit. The band plays in the Show Paper Gallery at the Old Firehouse tonight in Chinatown. Utilizing hand claps, kazoos, and plenty of oohs and ahs, Oberhofer blends clever lyrics with waves of textured layers of sound. You can download this track and more music from artists playing tonight on our culture page. Just click on culture at WNYC.org. You can learn more about all the stories you heard here, download more podcasts, and go in depth with our reporters on the news blog. That's all at our website, WNYC.org. You can hear us there 24 hours a day, as well as on the air at 93.9 FM and AM 820. From the WNYC Newsroom, I'm Lance Lucky. I hope you have a great Monday.